Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Bowerly. Tom Bowerly. On News Radio 930 WBEN.
All righty then. Welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. We're already on a Thursday. And yesterday, by the way, if you weren't listening yesterday, you can go back and listen on the audio archives at WBEN.com. But we did a ghost show yesterday by popular request, and Phil Kennedy is kicking himself because he missed it. Phil was out ill yesterday. Young Luke was sitting in doing an admirable job behind the glass. Phil is back today, feeling much better, looking chipper, and I have to believe that Southern Comfort has something to do with that. I could be mistaken, but I'm pretty sure. But we'll try. It won't be today, obviously, but we'll never do the same topic 2 days in a row, COVID. But in any event, you can go back and listen to it. And as the opportunity presents itself, I will try to whip out a few more ghost shows between now and Halloween. And like I explained to you yesterday, something that I learned 4 years ago during the last presidential election is if you save a ghost show until Friday, usually what happens is the political news just comes fast and furious in the weeks before the election. And if you wait, you sometimes don't get a chance to achieve what you were trying to achieve. And there's nothing worse than trying to achieve something and failing to achieve it. I mean, why do you think Viagra is such a successful prescription? But that's another story, perhaps, for a different day when I feel like doing a hard topic. It is 10 minutes after 3 at News Radio 930 WBEN. We have so many things that we're going to get into today. And I don't know if I should dole things out piecemeal or if I should throw everything out at the same time and put it on a conveyor belt and let you pick and choose the rubble. I'm a little bit baffled. No matter how long I do this, it's always, all right, should I do it this way? Do I do it that way? So let me just share with you some of the things that are on my mind, however addled it may be today. First of all, I keep hearing people saying, I'm turning away from the National Football League. I have said that, and I really did. I didn't watch the game on Sunday. Went for a drive instead. Didn't listen to it. Didn't watch it. It's just not part of my horizon. But I am in the minority, I believe, because for all of the people who are upset with the politics in the NFL, the Buffalo Bills' home opener ratings were 8% above where they were last year. So let me just get this straight. People say they're upset with the NFL. People say they won't watch the local team. And yet the numbers reflect an increase in viewership over last year, despite the politics entering into the National Football League. Now, is it a statistical anomaly? Well, I hate to tell you this, but ratings sometimes are not really accurate. There is not, I guarantee you something, There is not a radio, especially a radio talk show host in America, who believes that his or her show is fairly rated. Each and every one of us in this business and in this sector of the business, we believe that our ratings are a lot higher than what the science says they are. And, you know, sometimes I've seen it happens where it happened where sometimes you don't do all that well. And you think to yourself, wait a minute, every show I had in that period was a hit. It was a home run and it doesn't show it. And then sometimes you feel like, yeah, I really wasn't firing on all cylinders. I kind of ran into a lull there. And then the ratings come out and, you know, you're number one. I mean, one thing I've learned is there's no rhyme or reason to it, number one. And number two, for anybody foolish enough to get into this business, you never, ever, ever, ever think that you're something special if the ratings show that you're really doing well. And you also don't get on the peace bridge and jump off if the ratings show that you are not doing well. So I'm not sure, you know, if the ratings showing the Bills had an 8% increase, I don't know if they are accurate. I don't know if they're inaccurate. I'm just reporting, you know, what is being reported about an 8% increase in Bills viewership this year as opposed to last year for the home opener. I mean, obviously there was a lot of excitement heading into the season about the revamped Buffalo Bills, but we also, again, I've heard a lot of people, saying, I'm done with the NFL, I'll do something else on Sunday. But my honest-to-God assessment of that is this, and you might not like it. I believe that most of the people who say they're done with the NFL, they're not going to watch it, I don't think they're telling the truth. I think they might say one thing on Facebook, and I think they might do another thing in their real lives. I'm just saying. Now, anecdotally, I will tell you that I was out driving on Sunday during the game, and, you know, usually there's not many cars on the road during the actual game itself. You see a spurt of traffic before the game starts, then things die down. You'll see a spurt of traffic at halftime and another spurt of traffic after the game. And I'm not talking even about around the stadium. I'm talking around just throughout Western New York in general. But I did notice more cars than I expected to be on the road on Sunday afternoon during the game than I really thought there would be. But the statistics say that 8% more people watched the Bills home opener this year than last year. Now, if you have really checked out of the NFL, or whether that's just a bunch of talk on Facebook, you will have to answer that question for me. Also, we got to talk about this aggressive panhandler who apparently has quite a reputation for himself. His name is Jedediah Aiken, and he's not Amish. He is from Niagara County and Niagara Falls. And this guy is a loser, and he's a vicious loser. And he's just gotten charged with assault again, because he aggressively panhandles. He scares the bejesus out of these little old ladies. And one little old lady, 81 years old, was so intimidated by Jedediah Aiken that she turned around and started to briskly head back into the store from which she had emerged, only to be confronted by one Jedediah Aiken of Niagara Falls. I mean, this guy is a real gem. I mean, you just Google the name, you'll see this guy's got more encounters with the cops than Charles Manson. But long story short, this little old lady really banged herself up pretty bad. I mean, when you're 81 years old and you take a tumble, you don't recover like when you're 40 years old and you fall down, or you're 30 years old and you fall down. One of the local pizza joints put the guy's picture up. I shared it on the Bowerly WBEN Facebook page, and I'm kind of curious if you've had close encounters with this guy or any aggressive panhandlers and how you dealt with him. And I can only say that, I mean, of course, I certainly could never advocate anything like this. That would be so wrong. It would be so awful. But he's going to run into the wrong person at the wrong time. And for his own good, you know, I think we need to start tracking this guy. I think if you see him at a certain location, I think you need to call in and let Phil know where he is so we can warn other people where he is so they don't have an opportunity to cross paths with Jedediah Aiken, who is an aggressive panhandler. I have not run into this guy. I kind of hope I do, but I have not run into this guy. Apparently, he likes little old ladies the best. I don't know how much of a tough guy he is with guys, but apparently he gets very aggressive with women, especially little old ladies. And this guy is allegedly pulling in $150 to $300 a day by being an aggressive panhandler. And they keep arresting him on various charges. And you can look it up yourself. I mean, this guy just can't seem to stay away from the cops. The cops know who he is. And like I said, for his own safety, I think it's important that we know where you saw him and how you handled him. And if he's out and about when I'm on the air from 3 to 6, I think we need to have a Jedediah Aiken watch to see that your mother or your grandmother is not victimized by this cowardly piece of crap who likes to prey on little old ladies. Like I said, I'd like to run into him very much. I might actually go to places where he's known to frequent, just to keep an eye on things, of course, and to document exactly what he does. But a Jedediah, dude, there's a lot of people who are strapped these days. And you're going to run into the wrong little old lady who's going to turn your head into a canoe. And if I'm sitting on that grand jury, it's a no bill. It is not guilty by reason of justifiable self-defense. And adios, you coward. The other thing, Phil.
Someone just called in saying that they're looking at him right now.
They're looking at him right now? Where?
The Sheridan Drive Bridge by the Transit Road Walmart.
The Sheridan Drive Bridge by the Transit Road Walmart. All right. Well, that's where he supposedly is right now. Do not give this guy money. Do not give this guy money. That's the worst thing you can do. The guy is, when you look at his arrest record, he is a bully. He is very aggressive. He is a white male. I'm just trying to think here. He looks like, trying to think of the celebrity he resembles. It'll come to me in a little bit. I mean, he looks like a halfwit, to be honest with you. But be careful with this guy. But whatever you do, don't give him money. But something has got to be done to get this guy off the streets. And something has got to be done to make sure that he doesn't bully your mother or bully your grandmother into falling on the ground. Because, again, little old ladies or little old men in their 80s fall down, and sometimes they don't get up. They break a hip, and it's pretty much all downhill from there. I've seen that happen with people breaking hips. So this guy, Pesci's Pizza, actually, is the place that put out the warning. Channel 4 and other media outlets. What are you laughing at? Pesci's Pizza putting out the warning? Well, that's where I saw it on Facebook. So, yeah. Anyway, so is he walking or is he on a bike? Do we know? We don't know. All right. Well, I don't know. This guy is an aggressive panhandler, but he's not the only aggressive panhandler. And I have read reports, as you have, from other cities about aggressive panhandlers making people's lives absolutely miserable. And at some point, and maybe you can help me, I don't know how we send the message to this loser to stop it, to cut it out, to knock it off. I mean, I have some ideas, all of which would fall within every aspect of New York penal law. Each and every one of them would be strictly according to Hoyle. I just want you to know. None of them involve a meat grinder. None of them. Let's go to Victoria in Clarence on WBEN. And that was an inside joke for a friend. Victoria in Clarence, you're on WBEN.
Hi. I was looking at that same posting by Pesci's earlier today, And I noticed before I even read the story, he looked so familiar to me. And I've had run-ins with him numerous times at the corner of Main and Transit, right actually near Pesci's, because I live right in that area. And my husband and I go to that gas station at that corner. And many times, my husband will go in, he'll get stuff inside, and I'll sit in the car. And luckily, and I've done this now every time I go there, I keep my door locked because this guy has come up right to my passenger door and banged on the window and tried to put his hand out for me to roll the window down, and I won't do it. I've waved him. I've said, you know, get away from the car. He'll stand there for a few minutes and then realize I won't roll the window down, and he'll move on to somebody else or walk across the street into the Pesci's parking lot.
But he waits. Let me get this straight. He waits until your husband is gone?
A couple times, actually, my husband saw through the windows and comes out of the gas station and says, get away from our car. You know, no, we're not giving you any money. Get away from the car. But a few times he'll just bang on the window, and then he'll walk up to the next car next to me, and then all of a sudden he's walking across the street. So, I mean, I even commented on the Pesci's thing, saying, like, next time this happens, I'm calling the police. Because I didn't realize so many people have had so many run-ins, but I've definitely seen him in person, and he is very aggressive.
Yeah, I mean, this guy is a coward, and he's a super scumbag, and I'm trying to help the community rid itself of a boil on our area.
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame you. I don't blame everybody for being really upset. I wish people would just stop giving him money so that he can move on and get some help, and we don't have to deal with this. Because, you know, in my area, it's like this. It's kind of disturbing. You know, the first time this ever happened, you know, I was kind of disturbed. I was just sitting in my car, and he came right up from kind of behind the car and started banging on the window. I almost can't believe that people even give him money. He's very aggressive.
I think people probably do it because they're scared, and you should not have to feel scared when you're sitting in your car or when you are walking out of a store. You shouldn't do it.
Yeah, yeah. So I just want to call in and say that I've definitely seen him. So hopefully, you know, like I said, he can get some help so people just don't have to deal with this, and he can just, you know.
Well, somebody said, now I don't know if this is true, that he's already on Social Security disability, already gets something like $1,300, $1,400 a month, allegedly.
Right. Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I mean, honestly, if he's out all day, every day, I've seen him numerous times, and he might be just making more than what it'd be worth for him to go and find a job. I don't know.
Well, I mean, basically, his tactics sound an awful lot like strong-arm robbery. I don't know where you draw the line between strong-arm robbery and aggressive panhandling.
Yeah, and like I said, when I saw his picture, I knew, before I even read the story, I knew exactly who he was. That's how aggressive he was. His face has been in my mind now, so.
Yeah, believe me, I know many, many women who carry who would have absolutely no qualms whatsoever about defending themselves with the appropriate and legal level of force.
Right.
I am glad you called, Victoria. All right, have you had a close run-in with this coward, this aggressive panhandler, Jedediah Aiken, who pounds on windows, who chased a little old lady in a parking lot so the little old lady fell down and did some damage? He was charged with assault. The guy's been charged with assault on a number of occasions that I saw just with a quick internet search. I mean, this guy's a real piece of work. And frankly, you know, I'm sorry, but if you got a pimple, you know, it is, you know, where's Dr. Lee? Where's Dr. Pimple Popper when you need her? All right, it is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. So Pesci's Pizza and Wings on their Facebook page put up a bunch of pictures of Jedediah Aiken, the aggressive panhandler who has been seen pretty much everywhere in Western New York. And what Pesci says, if you see this man in the plaza or up and down transit, please do not give him money. If he gives you problems, call the state police. Of course, not many people have the state police phone number handy to the Clarence Barracks or Troop A, so maybe 911 would be a better choice. Anyway, he aggressively panhandles. He was arrested in Clarence earlier this year for an incident with an elderly woman. The other day, he confronted me at Delta Sonic when I told him where to go after he was disgruntled that I wouldn't give him money. And today, he got face-to-face with our landlord when told to leave the property. A complaint was taken out against him with the state police. He panhandles every day for drug money on transit from Maine to Maple. It seems in the last year, his tactics have been getting worse. The reason he targets this area is because people keep giving him money. And he's smart enough to keep moving so that he's always gone by the time the police arrive. The management at Delta Sonic said they've been throwing him off their property, as well as BJ's and Walmart property, for almost 2 years. I believe that is where the BJ's is located, right next to Dick's. The police estimate he is making a few hundred a day for his daily habit. The reason for this post is because of how aggressive he has become with people, which is why I'm doing the show. If you've got a guy out there who is escalating his aggressiveness, where is the line between strong-arm robbery and aggressive panhandling? Even our female employees leaving work when we haven't been there. We don't want this to escalate with anyone. At what point can the law or a court say this individual is a danger to himself or others and take the appropriate measures to make sure that he gets whatever help he needs? I mean, I honestly don't know what this guy's medical situation is. Don't know if it's mental illness. Don't know if it's laziness. I have no idea what it is. I mean, you know, some people are just born bad. Some people are just born broken. And is he one of them? I have no way of knowing. But you, the public listening to this show, you have, I think, a right to know. And, the best thing to do is to call the cops. And I would also get video. You know, everybody's got a cell phone. Get video of him in action. That will prove to be evidence of his behavior. If he's pounding on your window, get video of him pounding on your window. I mean, the more video that is generated, the stronger a case. I'm not a lawyer, but the stronger a case could be made that maybe this guy's a danger to himself or to others, and something can be done to get him off the street so people in Western New York don't have to worry about being aggressively panhandled. And apparently his aggression is ratcheting up. Now, some people say he's on drugs. I have no way of knowing if he is or if he isn't. If so, don't know what he's on. Is it meth? Is it crack? Is it coke? I have no idea. He may be on absolutely nothing. Maybe he's just found a great way to make money without working a real job like the rest of the working squids out there have to do. 803-0930, star 930. And 1-800-616-WBEN. If you spot the guy, I would, you know what? I would videotape him, and I would turn the video over to the cops. But I'll tell you what concerns me greatly, as somebody who knows an awful lot of women out there. Well, that might have come out the wrong way. As somebody who knows an awful lot of women out there, most of whom are strapped, he's going to run into the wrong person at the wrong time. And it's not going to end very well for a good old Jedediah, no matter what his problem might be. Let's see who's next. Roberto in Tonawanda. Roberto, oh yeah, you're calling in about the Bills. The Bills ratings were the highest home opener ratings in 5 years. So are people just all talk when they say they've given up on the NFL?
Yeah, I don't think they're all talk. I think some people are just disgusted with what's going on. And I know that the amount of revenue has gone down somewhat with the NFL. Things are maybe going to come back to the levels they were 5 years ago. But my understanding is, well, when I was younger, like maybe 12 years ago, my father was still alive. We used to watch the Bills every week. My father, he's a Bills convert. We're from another country, and football was introduced to me when I was like 8 or 9. I never played football catch with my dad, but he played soccer in my country, So he adopted football when I was a little older, and we used to play, watch games all the time. We used to go to games. And one time we went to Bill's game, Dale's game. We got lost. We couldn't find our car because we forgot where we parked. It was dark. So,
all right, but let's get to the point. Are you off of the NFL because of the politics?
No, I was off a little bit more because of the politics. But what I see football is happening right now is Buffalo is identifiable with the game of football. We love our team in Buffalo, right?
Every city loves its team.
Everybody loves its team, exactly. So now with football coming back, it's like a shot in the arm that we really need in the city and in the country. In the country, it's watching football. When I
can't deal with a bunch of multimillionaires bitching about how oppressed they are, so I just choose to do other things with my time.
I get it. It's understandable.
Man, I'm not going to be lectured about white privilege by guys driving Lamborghinis. Sorry, it just doesn't work.
Understandable. That's funny. But when I sat down on the couch last week and I caught maybe the first half of the first quarter, because I went on afterwards, but it was entertaining. It was refreshing. It was a shot in the arm that I needed. That's all.
All right. Well, if that's what does it for you, that's what does it for you. I do believe that most of the people who say, I'm done with the NFL, I'm done with this social justice stuff, I think they're hosing us. I think that they might say that they're at home working in the basement, and I strongly suspect that they're in front of the TV watching the NFL, not just the Bills, but whatever game comes on at 4, whatever game comes on later on at night, Monday night, Thursday night. I think, you know, there's addiction. Speaking of which, your close encounters with the aggressive panhandler Jedediah Aiken, and it is very disconcerting to me that a little old lady earlier this summer got so scared she turned to go back into the store from which she had emerged and took a nasty fall. And, you know, my mom is in her late 80s, and I assure you that if she were to fall, it is not the same for somebody in that age group as it is for you. Hey, I want to give a clarification for Loctite waterproofing. I screwed up the phone number the second time I did it. I don't know why, but the number for Loctite is 633-2100. 633-2100. That's the number for Loctite waterproofing. Sorry, Tony, just a brain glitch. It happens every now and again. What really gets embarrassing is when I forget it for the Buffalo Dental Group, and I've been doing them for like 20 years. I mean, their ads. All right, 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Here is Carl on a cell phone. Carl, hello.
Hi, Tom. I've known Jed Aiken or know who he is for many years, and he has been an aggressive panhandler, and he does actually strong-arm people. He strong-armed my 18-year-old neighbor out of $80 a couple of years ago when the kid was 18. And the police said, because my neighbor handed him the money, that it was not a robbery, that he willingly gave him the money, but he scared the living hell out of the kid. And I've seen him out in action. He's tried to panhandle me, and he shakes car doors in parking lots, too.
Do you have anything on video?
I don't have anything on video, but last time I saw him shaking car doors, he was taking a nap when I left. Let's just say that.
Am I to believe that perhaps you might have confronted him and after an exchange of words, he mysteriously slumped to the ground?
No, I come up behind him and he took a nap.
I understand. Well, you know, sometimes people can have that reaction. You know, there are animals in the wild that, when they hear a loud noise, they'll actually collapse and play dead, you know, playing possum.
You remember the scene from Cool Hand Luke says, what we have here is failure to communicate and the implement that Strother Martin used?
I decline to answer that question.
Yeah. But He is a piece of garbage.
Yeah, well, I mean, here's the question. How do we get the cops? I mean, as far as I know, Amherst has yet to arrest the hockey stick guy from the BLM protest 2 months ago. This guy's a master. You know what? If I ever, like, go on the wrong side of the law and I want to be the next John Dillinger and Rob, I'm gonna track down that guy. I want him in my gang because he's a super criminal. He can avoid detection and arrest for months at a time.
And he is a drug. He is a drug user, serial troublemaker. The guy is nothing but trouble. I've known who he is for probably 10 years.
Okay, but if this guy is mentally ill, at what point? And I don't know the answer to this. At what point can the law not step in and say, yeah, you know what? Your behavior shows you are a danger to yourself and others. Therefore, you're involuntarily going to be checked in somewhere.
Civil confinement is what he needs.
Well, I know one thing. The people of Western New York should not have to deal with the likes of this guy. They should not be scared to sit in their cars and be shaken down for money. And the 18-year-old that you said got lifted or relieved of $80 from this guy should not have to live that way.
No.
You know, and it's not like the cops don't know who this guy is.
Well, there was a jurisdictional thing. I took my neighbor to the police, and the two jurisdictions that were involved, one was saying it was one jurisdiction, one was saying it was another jurisdiction. That's like he will stay right on a town line. So, well, I'm in Clarence now. Now I'm in Amherst. See what I mean?
Well, I mean, a lot of it depends on everything depends on where the actual offense was committed. And if it's in Amherst, you've got the Amherst PD. If it's on the other side of the line, you've got the state police. You've also got the Erie County Sheriff's Department. But the law is the law, and agencies have been known to cooperate. Last Friday night, the state police lent a hand to a chase Amherst PD was doing by the Boulevard Mall.
Okay.
I'm glad you called in. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Now, Amherst, it was wild. I see Phil.
Is that what was going on? Because I was driving home from here, and there was cops everywhere driving up and down parking lots.
Yeah, they were looking for a guy. He ditched the car over by the Boulevard Mall, and they were waiting for a canine unit from, I think, state police. I don't know if they ever tracked the guy down, but when I see 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 cop cars going somewhere, and they've got their lights on, obviously doing what I do for a living, I got to figure out what's going on. Is it worth calling in a report? And it seemed like a relatively minor thing, not worth wasting the rest of my Friday night on. But I do thank the state police and the Amherst Police Patrol guys for their kindness and courtesy in explaining the situation to me. I just didn't want to drive through a crime scene. But what it was, they'd set up a perimeter, not a crime scene. It is 3:50 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Translation, being in the media allows you to be nosy and get away with it. I used to have press plates. I don't have press plates anymore. All right, it is, but I usually know them, so it's all good. All right, it is Bowerly for Amherst Roofing. If you need a roof repair or a new roof altogether, Amherst Roofing wants you to know they're open. A media person supporting the police? Anyway, must make me a racist. So Pesci's Pizza put up a Facebook post today warning us about Jedediah Aiken, an aggressive panhandler. And I did a quick internet search for him, and this guy's been arrested a number of times. I don't know what his problem is, but at the same time, I really wonder, and maybe some attorney or mental health expert can let me know, at what point can somebody be deemed as a threat to himself or others and involuntarily committed? If it's a mental thing, you know, let's get him the help he needs. If he's just a natural born criminal, let's make sure he gets punished. Because is there a man listening to my voice who has the feeling if he ever jostles my sweetheart, my wife, my mother, he's going to be in for it? Is there a man out there listening who doesn't feel that way? I don't think so. Although Mike Baggerman did ask me when I was going to get my testicles back before I came on the air because, well, I told Mike, I said I can't watch the Bills even if I want to because Mrs. Nerd would cut him off. And he did want to know if she was borrowing them forever or just temporarily. We'll take your calls coming up, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Sicilians. Anyway, well, half pole. Great cook.
It's Bowerly. Tom Bowerly. On News Radio 930 WBEN.
All right, welcome to the show. 803-0930 is the phone number, and I know we have a lot of a lot of cops listening to the show who have had encounters with Jedediah Aiken, the aggressive panhandler who seems to be focused on Transit Road from Maine to Maple right now. But I'm getting emails from people on Grand Island, Niagara Falls, Sanborn. Like the Beach Boys, round, round, get around, I get around. I mean, this guy is everywhere in Western New York. And here's one of the problems. Basically, for him to be involuntarily committed, the cops basically have to witness him eating a turd. I'm just telling you the way it is. They've got to witness him doing something so bizarre. To get him involuntarily committed, either doing that or physically attacking someone. And one of the problems is that with bail reform, when he's arrested, he's immediately released back into the community. And you can thank Governor Andrew Cuomo for that. Andrew Cuomo and the Democrats in charge of Albany, and I guarantee you, at least 95% of the cases, if you talk to the cops you know about New York State and Andrew Cuomo and their relationship as law enforcement people with the governor, it is not exactly one of collegiality, conviviality, or friendship. It is one of very deep acrimony. And this is, you know, one of the reasons why. I mean, If who ultimately who's responsible if this guy aggressively panhandles somebody to death? Who's ultimately responsible? Who's ultimately responsible if he picks the wrong person to aggressively panhandle? It is safe to say, let me just do a quick mental calculation. I'll simply say the majority of women I know that I hang out with, they're strapped. They're always strapped. And I'm not talking about something kinky. I mean, they're locked and loaded. And he's going to pick one of these women, and one of these women is going to reasonably believe that their life is in danger. And the next thing you know, Jed's head is going to look like a canoe. So, I mean, we certainly hope it doesn't come to that. But I believe that being forewarned is being forearmed. You got to be aware, this is an aggressive panhandler, and he's escalated. Pesci's Pizza put it up on its Facebook page. Now, the best way, you know, how do I say this? If you want to get rid of rats in your neighborhood, the best way to do it is to take away their food supply. That's why many of you have been told by neighbors or your town, don't feed the birds. Because, you know, God put food on this earth that the birds can eat. They don't need our bird feeders. Bird feeders attract rats. So when you take away the bird feeders, the rat population tends to go down in a given area. You know, we had a real problem with rats in Williamsville a few years back. And, you know, we switched, like many of you did, to the tote garbage cans. And between that and strongly discouraging people from feeding the birds, the rats aren't nearly as predominant as they once were. I've told you this story about walking out my side door once, and this rat was waiting for me on several occasions. It was like he must have had a burrow or something. I'm not sure where rats live, actually. But he would literally come within a few feet of me, stand up on his hind legs like, hey, what do you got? Something to eat? Huh? Is that for me? It's like, you're a rat. Go away. Now, I happen to like rats. Don't hate me for that. Rats are extremely intelligent, but they're also verminous and diseased. But the takeaway is, if you want to get rid of anything that is an invasive species, you take away its food supply. And if you keep giving Jedediah Aiken money, he is going to keep coming to the places where he gets money. All right? So video record this guy. Get evidence on this guy. Make sure the cops get the evidence. If nothing else, maybe we can get him involuntarily committed. And if he is mentally ill, maybe he can get the help he needs. And if he is just simply a criminal, well, we have remedies for that too. Well, at least we used to. Now they might just release him because of COVID. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go to Julie in Lancaster. Julie, you're on WBEN.
Hi.
Howdy.
I saw him a few weeks ago. I was on a Sunday, and I was walking out of the Michaels store to my car, and I saw him about 200 yards away in the parking lot, walking really fast towards my car. And right away, I got a sense. I was like, this guy's trouble. And I got in my car, locked the doors, had the windows up, and he then a few moments later came next to my car, and he mouthed something. He said something. I couldn't hear him because the windows were closed, and I just shook my head no. I knew he was, like, panhandling. And he didn't get aggressive or anything, but he walked away. But I seen him. Is he, like, in his 30s or something?
He is roughly 34 years old. He's a white male, sometimes bearded, sometimes not. And it looks like he's aged about 20 years in the past 5 years, judging by his booking pictures.
Okay, yeah, this guy had no beard. And you could just tell he walked really quickly, and you can tell he...
Wait, did he look like he was tweaking?
I don't know what tweaking is.
Okay, well, if you ever saw somebody tweaking, you'd know.
He moved quick. And he had an agenda. And you can tell that my sixth sense came in, and I was like, this guy's looking for money.
Yeah. Do we know how this scumbag travels? Does he have a bike? Does he have a car?
He was walking through the parking lot. That's all I know. I didn't see a car.
But, you know, I certainly would never recommend ever breaking any law whatsoever. But if you were to have pulled away and his feet got in the way as you were pulling away, these things can happen when somebody is standing too close to a car.
That's true. I'm a female, and I'm going to get out of the situation.
Exactly. And if he's standing close to the car and the feet get smushed, it's a horrible accident.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, Julie, thank you very much. Without breaking any law whatsoever, it's certainly not against the law to pull out of a parking spot. And if somebody is standing right next to your car and you just, don't see them, I mean, these things can happen. I don't know that I'd stick around to give the info to the cops, but, these things, I would follow every law, don't get me wrong. What I'm saying is I wouldn't be aware that I actually, would have smushed his feet. Let's get to the calls on WBEN. Who would be next? Don't worry, we're going to get to the Orchard Park Pumpkin Farm as well. The Orchard Park, is it a case of government overreach, or is it a question of, hey, we want zoning laws in our towns and villages so we don't get a Walmart opening up next door to us on a street? But the pumpkin farm in Orchard Park is being ordered shut down because of zoning violations. Apparently, they failed to get a variance, and Orchard Park is stomping its feet on them, running over their feet with the truck of bureaucracy. Or is it just what we all want? Here is Peggy on WBEN. Hi, Peggy.
Hi. I also saw the article on Facebook about the Pesci's put on. I had an encounter with this guy coming out of Bed Bath & Beyond on transit last week. He literally walked up to the back of me. And every time, when they say you get that feeling in the pit of your stomach that something was wrong, I literally turned around and was face to face with him. And he wanted money. And thank God I was close to my car and I was able to get in. But he scared the crap out of me.
What did he smell like?
You know what? It was that fight or flight thing, and I didn't even, but he was really, you knew he wanted money. I'm a retired nurse, so, you know, I knew he was probably jumping around, but he really, and true, I've never had that experience before, but he came up right behind me. Walking out of Bed Bath and Beyond.
You know, and I'm detecting a trend here. He seems, because he's apparently a coward, he seems to be picking on women.
And I'm, you know what, I'm a very young acting 72-year-old, but he probably looked at me like, oh, look at that old lady, you know. But he really, he scared the hell out of me.
Did you report the incident to the police? Are the police deal with this guy every day?
You know what? I didn't, because I just thought it was one of these random things till I saw the thing on Facebook today with Pesci, and I was telling the two girls that I walk with. I said, that guy came right up behind me. You know, and there's always weird people in parking lots anyway. I try to stay away from them. But he was behind me in a flash. I never saw him walk up, and I wasn't on a phone or anything. I was just going to my car.
Wow. Well, this is good information, because we're learning more about his MO, the way he operates.
And as I said, he probably figured, well, look at that old lady, you know. But he did ask for money. He did follow me to my car. But I was able to get him, but he was right behind me. Never saw him come up at all.
Never
saw him when I walked out of the store, wherever he was. I don't know, but he was behind me. Yeah, so when I saw the thing with Pesci's today, I went, oh, my God, this is the guy.
Well, when I read it was put up by Pesci's, I thought to myself, where's the Joe Pesci character in Goodfellas? He'd have taken care of the situation pretty quickly.
It's right across the street at that Bed Bath & Beyond at Transit Town.
All right, I know exactly what you're talking about. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Tom.
The Joe Pesci character was a guy named Tommy DeSimone. In the movie Goodfellas, he didn't end up well. You know, he was the guy, funny how? What makes me funny? Am I a clown? Mrs. Nerd made me go for a walk last night, which is why I saw the sunset. Of course, she just texted me wanting to know if we could walk around Transit Road tonight. I don't know what's this. I don't know what that's all about. I think her Sicilian is showing. Let's go to the calls on WBEN, and it is Kelly in Amherst. Kelly.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Well, I am. I feel like I'm doing a community service by letting people know of this aggressive panhandler.
And I'm glad you are. I actually saw this guy on Tuesday. I was at Tops on Maple near Niagara Falls Boulevard, and I was going to my car with my cart of groceries. And he followed me to my car, and like you were saying, was he strung out or whatever? He wasn't. He actually looked like he was, you know, like an average Joe, whatever. I put my groceries away. He asked me for some money, and I turned, and I'm like, no, I don't have anything. He says, but you're holding a purse. I said, well, I paid with a card. I don't have any money for you. And I went and grabbed my cart. I went to, you know, return the cart and the cart thing, and a guy pulled in next to me, and he was following me to my car, and when the guy got out of his car to go grocery shopping, he like got spooked and he immediately walked away. This morning I wake up and I see Pesci's post, and I'm like, holy crap, that's that guy. So I immediately shared his post and shared my experience from Tuesday, and it's scary, because I mean, he didn't sneak up on me, he didn't anything, and then you start seeing all these comments and all these posts, and people are scared. But here he is, traveling from Lockport to Lancaster to Niagara Falls to Amherst. It's scary.
You know, there's so many things I'd like to say, but they're just going to get me in trouble, so they ain't worth saying, but you can read my mind. I'm glad you called in. I'm glad you survived. But, I mean, you got to be situationally aware and keep something in mind. Most stores will give you somebody to escort you to your car. Wegmans has a big sign. I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm sure they would do it at Dash's or Tops or anywhere. If you need an escort to your car, don't be afraid to ask for one.
Well, who would have thought you needed it at 4 o'clock in the afternoon at Tops and Amherst?
Because crime can happen anywhere, at any time.
Exactly.
I mean, that's just the fact of the matter. And you can thank Andrew Cuomo's bail reform for the fact that this guy was out last Tuesday, because before bail reform, he would not have been.
That's right.
So thank you, Democrats of New York State. Doing a hell of a job, Brownie. That was a reference to something George Bush said many years ago that had nothing to do with race. Don't play it that way.
I'm also a female who's strapped, but I typically don't go strapped to Tops on the mid-afternoon. But, you know, now you may have to.
Yeah, the women I know are, they're always strapped. So I'm glad you called. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, it's kind of frightening. I'm not frightened. It's a good feeling. It's a good feeling. The overwhelming majority of chicks I know have their carry permits, and they're always strapped. They know the law. They know how to use them. And, you know, Article 35 is a beautiful thing. Just know the law. You got to know the law, know the law, know the law, know the law. It is 427 at News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm not a lawyer, but Article 35, you got to know that inside and out, because honestly, being strapped and carrying is the biggest responsibility, short of raising your children, you will ever, 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 ever have. It's really, it's not to be taken lightly, seriously. Jedediah Aiken, where are you? You are hassling people. You are aggressively panhandling people. Pesci's Pizza has your picture all over Facebook. The game is running out on you, Jed Aiken. Your cowardly approaching of single women, it's going to come to an end, Jedediah Aiken, because we have thousands of listeners to this show. And if you don't know what we're talking about, and I live real right close to where all this stuff is going down, and this is the first I've heard about it. Now, before I read what Pesci's Pizza posted, that's alliteration for you, unintentional, I want you to know that this isn't a question of, oh, those people in the suburbs just can't deal with poor homeless people. That's a bunch of bull. Because up until the last time we had a blizzard, we had a guy named Larry. Larry was the most beloved person in the entire village of Williamsville, beside myself. He was a legend in the village. Homeless, long hair down to his feet. He'd collect cans. He never asked for money. He was a good fellow. He had his demons, he had his issues, he kept to himself, but he would talk to you, and he was, when he died, there was a sense of loss, not just in the village, but in Western New York. I think people were kind of surprised that Williamsville embraced this homeless man, Larry, the way we did. We were all, you know, very, very sad, really sad when Larry died. I still miss Larry. So, but this guy, this Jedediah Aiken, ain't Larry. This Jedediah Aiken gets in the faces of women in particular. He made an 81-year-old little old lady so freaked out that she turned around and tried to scamper back into a store. She fell down and hurt herself. All right? This guy's bad news. He stinks. The cops know exactly who he is. Damn body cameras. And sorry, was that out loud? All right, but here's what Pesci's Pizza and Wings had to say. If you see this man in the plaza or up and down transit, please do not give him money. If he gives you problems, call the state police. He aggressively panhandles. He was arrested in Clarence earlier this year for an incident with an elderly woman. The other day, he confronted me at Delta Sonic when I told him where to go after he was disgruntled that I wouldn't give him money. And today, he got face-to-face with our landlord when told to leave the property. A complaint was taken out against him with the state police. He panhandles every day for drug money on transit from Maine to Maple. It seems in the last year, his tactics have been getting worse. The reason he targets this area, people keep giving him money, and he's smart enough to keep moving, so he's always gone by the time the police arrive. The management at Delta Sonic, that's on transit, said they've been throwing him off their property, and the BJ's Walmart property, and there is a Dick's next to BJ's, which I've always found interesting. He's been thrown off the BJ's Walmart property for almost 2 years now. The police estimate he is making a few hundred a day for his daily habit. The reason for this post is because of how aggressive he has become with people. Even our female employees leaving work when we haven't been there. We don't want this to escalate with anyone. Well, the picture is up on the Bowerly WBEN Facebook page. If you've had close encounters with this scum nut, we'd like to know. And basically, what happens is the cops arrest him. Cuomo's bail reform means he gets an appearance ticket and he's back out on the streets. And unless they actually catch him being aggressive with somebody or eating feces, they can't get him involuntarily committed or incarcerated. So I'm going to suggest, you know, first of all, you
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Never want to break the law. God forbid. And the other thing is you got to videotape this guy. Videotape this guy. You've got a cell phone. I mean, every time there's a protest, everybody's videotaping it, hoping they get the next viral video. And by the way, you know, with all of the hatred toward police officers, if you have not seen the unedited video of the two officers in Tulsa, Oklahoma being shot, it's just horrifying to watch. You will see how what is a routine traffic stop can turn absolutely tragic in 10 minutes. Goes from an expired tag and I think a speeding rap to a sergeant being shot and killed and an officer being wounded by this kid who traded heroin for a gun. And he cries like a little bitch when he's pepper sprayed. He refuses to leave the car. They think they've got control of his arms. I don't know where he got the gun from, but I know what he's charged, where he's charged. I don't know where it was located on his person is what I'm trying to say. But he pulls out the gun, and one cop dead, one cop wounded. And, you know, that's one of the reasons, you know, just watching that video, I just get so sick of cops being the big bad boogeymen. They tried everything they possibly could in terms of escalation of force. They were muted, I think, in their response to a very belligerent subject in a traffic stop. They pepper sprayed him, didn't seem to have much of an effect, and at the end of the day, one cop never goes home, and the other is never going to be the same. And the good news is I've seen the unedited video, and it's really rough to watch. And at the end of the day, the Oklahoma authorities are going to go for the death penalty, as well they should. It is 4:45 at News Radio 930 WBEN. So anyway, if you've had close encounters with Jed, the aggressive panhandler, where? What happened? When did it happen? Is he escalating? And look, I strongly encourage, if you've got a concealed permit, I strongly encourage you to do several things. Most importantly, you must understand Article 35 of the New York State Penal Code inside and out. Number two, you must practice with and be proficient with your carry weapon of choice. Number three, have a quality holster. A quality holster. There are a variety of quality holsters out there. We have a local company, Alessi. As far as I'm concerned, they make the best holsters. I paid for mine. They've never given me anything for free. But they do a great job with holsters. That's not Plugola. I pay. And well, they could prove it. I don't hold on to my receipts. Let's get to the calls on WBEN, and it is Ed in Lockport. Ed, hello.
Hi. Okay. He used to live up by Rage Corners.
Yep.
North of Lockport. And he used to pull his garbage, you know, on people around Rage Corners. I've had him approach me at Tops gas station up there in the corner. And, you know, I just told him to get the hell away from me, and he wanted to act like he was going to stick around. I just picked up the fork out of the back of the pickup truck by pumping gas. I had pitchforks and stuff because I'm a farmer.
Well, you know, a lot of people lately have been talking about carrying baseball bats in their cars. I'm not a lawyer, but I would suggest if you have a baseball bat in your car, you might put a couple of ball gloves and a baseball in there as well.
No.
I mean, because you never know when you're going to run into friends playing baseball.
Yeah, but I mean, I had the you know, equipment in the truck because I'm the farmer and I use my tools at home.
Okay, one unwritten rule of life is never mess with a farmer because you guys are strong as oxes. I mean, you are, seriously.
Yeah. Well, one night I had a guy, a different kind of story, where I was at a bar, and there's a group of bikers in there, and one girl started saying I was saying or doing something, you know, making up garbage just to see guys get going. And I had two guys follow me out of the bar, and one followed me all the way to my truck. I jumped in my truck, and he grabbed the door. Well, he didn't know what I had on the front seat of the truck under that newspaper. I just reached down under the damn newspaper and grabbed it, you know, and waited. And I docked him down, and I said, you never want to follow someone to a vehicle like this.
Wow.
Because I pulled up, you know what a hay hook is?
I've seen them, I think. I've never used one.
Well,
I'm not that manly.
It's got a D hook, you know, it's got a D handle with a hook that's about 5 or 6 inches long, about a quarter inch thick, with a nice bad point on it, just like a fishing hook.
Yeah, that could do a job on somebody. All right, well, I'm glad you were able to scare Jed off without bloodshed. Okay, see, this is where two rules of life collide. A, never mess with farmers. B, never mess with bikers. And, you know, that's almost like a fission reaction. You know what I'm saying? That's like little boy. That's like the first test ever, you know? Oh, you don't know what's going to happen. Is the entire atmosphere going to go up in a chain reaction? We don't know. All right. It is 4:49 at News Radio 930 WBEN. I am become death, the destroyer of worlds. I was watching this show last night on the A-bomb, so I'll get back to the Civil War, but I had to, you know, get at least into the 1900s for a little bit last night. Hey, by the way, we played that, on my Facebook page, Bowerly, WBEN Facebook page. You guys, I think, nailed it. That's no ghost at Gettysburg. That's a bug. That is a bug or a series of bugs. And I feel very strongly in that opinion because, as I explained yesterday, on the drive to Gettysburg, we ran through a swarm of sandfly-like insects. And it swore, I mean, there were swarms of them around Gettysburg. And every time I watch that video now, those aren't ghosts, it's bug guts. And thank you guys for your brilliance in analyzing that video. You nailed it. I think you nailed it. All right, let's go to Linda in Lewiston on WBEN. Linda, it sounds like you were the victim of an attempted carjacking, which ups the ante a little bit.
Yes. Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call, and thanks for letting us speak out about this guy. I was shopping, I believe it was last year, at Kohl's on the Boulevard, and it was about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I came out of Kohl's and walked toward my vehicle. I have like a key fob thing, so I clicked it to open the hatch, threw my packages in the hatch, closed it, and I got into my car and proceeded to put my purse on the passenger side, and I looked up, and he was standing at my passenger door, and he was taking the door handle and trying to get in. And, of course, it was locked because it only opened when I unlocked my car. It only unlocks my side. And I immediately started my car, and he started to pound on the window. And luckily, there wasn't a car that was parked ahead of me, so I just started the car, and I just took off. And he was yelling. He was swearing. He was not happy.
You know, I've said this before, but, you know, sometimes when you're backing out of a space or pulling out of a space, you turn the wheel in a certain way so that if somebody's feet were close to your vehicle, they might tend to get run over. I certainly would hope nothing like that would ever happen.
Right. Right. But he's been all over. He's been in the falls. I have numerous girlfriends. I'm 55 years old. I've had a lot of girlfriends that have run-ins with him at, like, the Walmart parking lot, the Bed Bath & Beyond parking lot.
We got to get this guy on videotape. We've got to get this guy. Say we make him famous on Facebook. Get him on videotape. Let's give the police sufficient evidence to keep this coward locked up.
Right. Well, he was kind of all right when I wouldn't let him into the car. Like I said, he appeared out of nowhere. It was strange because, like I said, I got into my car, put my purse on the passenger seat, and he was standing. He was standing there, and he was, like, taking the handle and trying to get in my car. And the only thing I could think of was start the car and take off, which I did. And, of course, he wasn't happy. He was yelling, and I could see his arms flying up in the air, but I took off. So, but he's all over. He's been in Niagara Falls. He's been up at Trader Joe's. He's been everywhere.
If you do a search for Jedediah Aiken, you'll see more articles about run-ins with the law. I mean, seriously, his life is just a litany of run-ins with the law. And now all the cops can do is bring him in. He gets an appearance ticket, and he's out.
And he's out.
Thanks to Andrew Cuomo, your governor of New York State.
Oh, good old Andy.
Governor COVID. If he's not killing your grandmother, he's making sure people like Jed Aiken are out in the street.
I know.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Vote Trump 2020 and appreciate your call.
I will.
All right. Appreciate it. By the way, those of you who support President Trump, I think the funniest thing, and it's kind of scary in a way, and I'm not going to tell you where this happened, but last night we went out to dinner, Mrs. Nerd and I. We had our Trump 2020 masks on, and somebody at a certain establishment, it's almost like a secret club, said, oh yeah, look at my socks. And this person lifted up slacks to reveal Trump 2020 socks. And it's almost like, you know, you can't say anything publicly, but here's my private little show of support. All right, it is 4:56. Actually, I took the walk over the weekend with my Trump shirt on. I got so many thumbs up out of cars. It was unbelievable. And not one F you. You know, no, not even 10, not even one. All right, it is Bowerly for Monroe Chiropractics. I'm a special kind of stupid. What do you want me to say?
It's Bowerly. Tom Bowerly. On News Radio 930 WBEN.
It's 9 minutes after 5 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Jedediah Aiken, I hope you are listening because your days of terrorizing Western New Yorkers with your aggressive panhandling will hopefully be coming to an end. As I said earlier, if you want to get rats out of your neighborhood, you take away the food supply, the rats go elsewhere. And we are encouraging everybody in the audience, do not give money to Jedediah Aiken. He is aggressive. He is a panhandler. Every police agency in Western New York has had dealings with Jedediah Aiken, okay? And they can't keep him locked up. Why? Because Andrew Cuomo's bail reform. I mean, he can pound on your car's window, scare you to within an inch of losing your life, and the best they can do is bring him in, and he gets an appearance ticket, and he's back out. Unless, of course, Jed decides to be aggressive with the wrong person. Wouldn't surprise me if most of my female friends are scattered on Transit Road right now just waiting to run into him. But that's another story for a different day. Jed, one of these days, you're going to run into the wrong person at the wrong time, and it's not going to end well for you. And if somebody like me is sitting on the grand jury and somebody argues justifiable self-defense, I will say, yeah, that's totally justified. I got no problem with it. There's no reason to indict anybody for doing what they had to do. And I'm certainly, I don't believe I'm the only one in that frame of mind. Pesci's Pizza, but I mean, hopefully, of course, hopefully the idea is we'll stop this from escalating to that point, despite the hundreds of people Jed Aiken has terrorized in our area with his aggressive panhandling over the years. Pesci's Pizza and Wings, I got to hand it to you guys. You guys brought this to the attention of my friends. And it was really funny because, you know, I know a lot of the people who live in these areas where Jed Aiken has been aggressively panhandling. And this is the first time I had personally heard of it. But then once Pesci's put this piece up on Facebook, I started getting texts from women I know saying, hey, check out this post. I've seen this guy. They weren't directly accosted. In fact, one of them who texted me, had she been directly accosted, the guy wouldn't be around anymore. He would have mysteriously vanished. If you see this man, and I wouldn't have said a thing, by the way. Huh? I have no idea what you're talking about. What? Huh? The lake? I don't ask me. If you see this man in the plaza or up and down transit, please do not give him money. If he gives you problems, call the state police. Now, most of you don't have the state police barracks number in Clarence memorized. I do, but I'm a geek. I would call 911, all right? If he gives you problems, call the state police. He aggressively panhandles. He was arrested in Clarence earlier this year for an incident with an elderly woman. This coward scared an elderly woman so bad she turned around to go back into the store from which she had egressed, fell down, and hurt herself. 81 years old, I believe. Tell you what, you're 80 years old and you fall, it ain't like being 40 or 50 and falling. I can bounce right back up. I don't think my mom can, but she's just a tank. Anyway, the other day, he confronted me at Delta Sonic when I told him where to go after he was disgruntled that I wouldn't give him money. Today, he got face-to-face with our landlord when told to leave the property. A complaint was taken out against him with the state police. He panhandles every day for drug money on transit from Maine to Maple. It seems, and this is why I need to do this show, it seems in the last year, his tactics have been getting worse. The reason he targets this area is because people keep giving him money, and he's smart enough to keep moving, so he's always gone by the time the police arrive. Actually, he isn't always gone. The cops have collared him numerous times, but they can't hold him because of Cuomo. The management at Delta Sonic says they've been throwing him off their property, BJ's Walmart property, for almost 2 years. That's the place where you've got a Walmart and then you've got Dick's right next to BJ's. The police estimate he is making a few hundred a day for his daily habit. The reason for this post is because of how aggressive he's become with people, even our female employees leaving work when we haven't been there. We don't want this to escalate with anyone. Well, it sounds like Jed Akin is doing the escalation here, and you need to be aware of it, but it's not like just the Amherst area. This guy gets around. This guy gets around more than the clap. I mean, he's in Niagara County, Grand Island, I mean, I haven't gotten any reports from Cattaraugus or Orleans counties about any of his aggressive panhandling. But the police are aware of this guy. And, frankly, it's got to stop. It's got to stop. You should not be scared to leave a store because of an aggressive panhandler that because of Andrew Cuomo, the cops can't keep off the street. Bail reform. What a great idea. What a grand idea. Tell that to the 81-year-old lady. You know, if there wasn't bail reform, this guy probably would have been incarcerated so the 81-year-old lady wouldn't have taken the tumble because of Jedediah Akin. You know, and I'm sorry to say this, but all the reports of bad heroin and bad drugs and fentanyl, does it make me a bad person to kind of wish? But I don't think it does. Honestly, no, not at all. Here is, I'm a bad person anyway, but that doesn't add to the badness whatsoever. Here is Chapman in Lancaster. He is a white male, sometimes with, sometimes without facial hair, but because he seems to prey on women, he is utterly without balls. Hello, you're on.
Yes, good afternoon, Tom. I actually work, I won't say the names, I work at an automotive shop right on transit, and we are literally smack dab in the, right in the middle of his little stomping ground there. He goes back and forth throughout all the plazas, and you aren't kidding about how quick he moves. We'll see him pestering somebody over at the one end of the plaza, and then we take our eyes off him for a second, and then literally, like, he's on the other side of the plaza 500 yards away, and, like, he's real shifty. But here's the big thing that nobody's touched base on, that nobody knows. He has kids. He has a girlfriend. And a person we know that works at another business up the street went to school some years ago, and she's offered him a job, like, repeatedly, in the beginning, and he keeps turning it down because he says this is much easier and he makes more money doing this.
Yeah, shaking people down.
Exactly, and like he literally, months ago, right at the peak of the pandemic, when everybody was really cautious and really like taking everything the CDC was saying to heart, he would, because there's an immediate care right down the street, like on the other end of the plaza from us, and he'd be just walking around people, kind of coming and going at the immediate care and the other, like the testing facility that's there. And he would just, unprotected face, no coverings or anything, and just beeline it straight to any cars that were coming in before they even were put in park. He would be on top of them, always asking for either a dollar or a cigarette. And he's actually tried coming into our shop. He'll actually...
You guys have pretty deep pits for old engine oil there, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just a thought.
Yeah, just large tanks and such. So, yeah, like, huh. Things get lost down there all the time.
Yeah, that's interesting.
But he's come into our shop a few times a month ago. He'd follow a customer in with the driving in there, and he would walk right into our shop, and we've had the police there several times because we've almost had physical encounters just because we tell him to leave, and then he gets angry at us like it's like we're spiting him for not giving him any money. He's so accustomed to it, so he takes offense when nobody does give him anything, and it's like we watched him. He got a dollar from one person from a car, went five cars over, and then bought a cigarette off another person with the same dollar he just got. Like, just very bizarre. And he just gets rides from Niagara County, that like from Transit Road area, and then he'll go down to Williamsville and then up to Niagara Falls. And he just literally just shifts around like that, just trying out the different areas. And all the while, even like his kids at home and his, I believe it's just a girlfriend from what I've heard, but simply because that's the main problem.
Well, he got in trouble was it Wright's Corners a few years ago for letting a kid unattended play in the middle of traffic?
I thought I heard something about that, but the underlying reason for this is what he said. When people have offered him jobs, thinking that he's in a bad way, he has a home, he has a family, he just doesn't want you because it's easier and you make more money doing that than having an honest job.
All right. Now, this guy looks pretty skinny. How tall is this guy?
Oh, like when we're standing like eye to eye, he probably is about, I'm about 6 foot, and he's probably got about an inch or two on me, and maybe a little bit. Well, he weighs less than me. He's definitely a lanky fella, though, but yeah, comes and goes with facial hair. Yeah, he literally just has this walk where he just takes really long strides, and he gets around really quickly, like I said before. But yeah, we've watched it across the street, other businesses. He just, before cars even get a chance to get in park, or before people even close their doors if they're going to leave, or even the cars that are coming in and out of parking lots, he's actually caused an accident at least once personally by him that we saw. Somebody was trying to get away from him and pulled out onto Transit Road and ended up getting broadsided just because they thought that he was trying to harm them or do something, because he walks up and then he starts walking faster than to a run, and people think he's about to attack them, and he's just like, yo, give me a dollar, give me a dollar. He does like just screaming at the top of his lungs. I just don't know how he's not in jail, but because of that whole bail reform thing, I mean.
There are other options for the law-abiding citizen. I mean, if this guy is 6'1" and he is to approach a 5'2" woman, and the 5'2" woman reasonably believes that her life is in danger and fills him with lead, I don't know. I'm not going to indict the woman.
Right. Especially given his just the aura, just the look of him. He just looks like somebody that, like, he's up to no good.
Would a reasonable person believe that deadly physical force is about to be used upon them? And if you're getting into your car, it would really be impossible to escape without harm or potential harm to yourself or others. Just saying, you know?
Right.
Things happen.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
All right. So the more you know. All right. 6 foot, 6 foot one, skanky. His picture is on the Bowerly WBEN Facebook page. By the way, they're not allowed to advertise anything, but I understand that the Anchor Bar on Maple Road is having a Reset to Vinyl celery special tonight at 7. Reset to Vinyl is one of the great local bands in the area, but can't talk about live local music at all, but I guess the Anchor Bar is having a Reset to Vinyl celery special. I think I heard that. Now look, any music that breaks out would strictly be incidental, but my understanding is the Reset to Vinyl wings will be served at 7 o'clock tonight at the Anchor Bar in Maple Road in Amherst. But again, it's not to be construed as any announcement of live local music. It's just incidental anywhere. All right, talking about Jed Aiken, Jedediah Aiken. First, I thought he was Amish, but he's not. He's a leech, and he is an aggressive panhandler. And Pesci's Pizza was compelled to put up a Facebook post today warning people about this guy because his behavior is becoming increasingly antagonistic and increasingly aggressive as a panhandler. Now, is that because he's decided that's how he gets more money? Is it? This is a question. Is it because of drugs? I mean, I've never done meth, so I'm not sure what it does to your mind, but I've seen video of people on meth. They tend not to be the clearest thinking individuals in the world. Don't know if that's the issue, whether it's drugs. Don't know if it's psychiatric. Don't know if it's just the guy's just a no good bastard. I have no idea. But he's everywhere. He's ubiquitous. All right. He is here, there, and everywhere. And you need to be aware of this aggressive panhandler. And like I said, you know, if you are a woman in particular and you are in any way, shape, or form concerned about your safety walking to your car in any of the areas people have mentioned before, a lot of stores do offer an escort service. Not an escort service like that. Like, you know, Vegas. Yeah, send me two Asians, please. But that was in The Sopranos, wasn't it? Anyway, how do I say this? They will walk you to your car would be the proper nomenclature for what I was trying to communicate. Look through any window in your car in a parking lot. You may see Jedediah Aiken pounding on it, demanding you give him money. This guy is apparently out of control. He's an aggressive panhandler. The cops keep collaring him. And because of Cuomo's bail reform, you want to know why the cops all hate Cuomo. This is one reason. They bring the guy in. They got to disinfect the patrol car afterward, by the way. From what I hear, but they bring him in and he's released on an appearance ticket and then he's back out on the street. Every time the cops arrest him, he's back out on the street within very short order, no matter how much he terrorizes little old ladies in shopping cart, shopping center areas, etc. He is a very aggressive panhandler. I'm still not sure that I understand the difference between strong-arm robbery and what this guy is doing. I mean, if somebody is threatening you and you hand over your money, did you really willingly give it over or were you coerced into giving it over? And, you know, not for nothing, I mentioned this the other day, but Ted Turner's company, way back when, produced a movie about a Civil War POW camp called Andersonville. And I told this story the other day, but at Andersonville, you had all these federal prisoners and this detestable POW camp during the Civil War. And there's one group of prisoners called the Raiders, and they would prey on other prisoners, in particular the new arrivals who didn't know the lay of the land, who had no idea what they were getting into. And finally, one fine day, after some time of the raiders killing people, stealing from people, the victims realized, wait a minute, there's more of us than there are of them. And they attacked the raiders, actually had a trial for the raiders. Six of them were hanged. The rest were forced to run the gauntlet, as it were. And the six are actually buried, apart from everybody else, at the cemetery at Andersonville. The point being, the good people realized, hey, even in these conditions, we can live according to the laws of society. We are still federal soldiers. These people who are behaving like animals need to be treated like animals. And they basically said, well, the Confederate guards aren't going to do anything. We'll have to do it ourselves. So I'm just, you know, for nothing, recommending you watch the movie Andersonville. I paid for it. You can actually watch it free on YouTube, and you'll see a performance by not only William Sanderson, who would then go on to Last Man Standing and Deadwood, but also William H. Macy, who would go on to, well, a whole bunch of stuff. Fargo, Shameless, and trying to get his kid into a good college. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Well, it was his wife. All right, so if you had close encounters with this scum nut, and, you know, what happened? And I think it is important to talk about this because if he is becoming more aggressive, he's becoming more unhinged. And he's already been charged with assault. He's already forced an octogenarian to run for help to a store, and she fell along the way. What the hell does this guy have to do in order to be out of our hair for good? 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. I don't know if he's mentally ill. I don't know if he has a substance problem. I don't know if he's just a bully. But our society should not have to deal with his ilk. And this isn't like, oh, we're being so mean and nasty to somebody who's clearly destitute and in need. The very same community that is terrified of Jedediah Aiken was the same community that embraced Larry the homeless guy for many, many years in the village of Williamsville and mourned deeply when he died during the last blizzard we had. Let's go to the calls. Line's actually open for the first time all day. I can't believe how many of you have had close encounters with this vermin. Here is Holly in Lancaster. You're on WBEN. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. Great show today. I met this gentleman about a year ago by the TJ Maxx parking lot, and I rolled down my window and I gave him a 20, and then he asked me for more, so I gave him another 20, but then he started like getting too close, and I realized it didn't feel right. And you know, I used to be one of those people who used to give homeless people money, and ever since I met that guy, I don't do that anymore.
Well, you see, one of the things we have to stop doing, you can't feed the rats. Don't feed him. Don't give him money. You're only encouraging him. We want him out of here. I'd like him locked up.
You are right.
I wish that you hadn't given the guy $40. Did you give it voluntarily, or did you feel as though harm might come to you? Did you do so basically under the idea that you were being coerced?
I felt bad for him. You know, he was talking about how he needed food and car fare, and I felt bad for him, but then it started feeling really bad, and, you know, I just made sure I got out of there. And
well, I mean, you know, you're a woman. I'm a man. I would have told him to get himself an effing job and probably a few other things that would have gotten me into trouble, but that's another story for another day.
Okay.
All right. I'm glad you called. Thanks very much. 803. Do not give this man money. Do not give him money. He is scum. He is responsible for an octogenarian woman falling in a parking lot, injuring herself when he scared her. All right? Don't give him money. Again, you want rats out of your neighborhood, you take away the food supply and they'll eventually go somewhere else. I mean, frankly, this guy looks like he ought to be living in Florida. He looks like half the white men in Pasco County, Florida, that used to be on live PD. We have a report of a man on meth chewing on a tire in a parking lot. Oh, got to be Pasco County. All right, here's Tom in Buffalo on WBEN. Hello.
Hello, Tom. This 20 at least years ago, there was a guy in Buffalo. And I don't want to bring anything bad up remembrance-wise, but I knew your brother and around that area, okay, the west side. And this guy was black, and he would basically approach white people. And he would, you know, a lot of times say, how do you feel about black people? And he would give a sob story about his car broke down and his family and this and that. This was a bigger guy and a bald-headed guy back then. This is in the 90s. His name, I can give you his name.
No, I really don't want his name.
Right, right. That's why I said that. But he would, I don't know whatever happened to him because I'm long out of that area now. But, yeah, he would go around and he did make the papers after a while. And he would give the people the same sob story. And, you know, if they did turn him down, you know, he would get a little aggressive at times. But, you know, that, but it's bringing back all these memories of this person. But he was a black guy and he would basically approach white people.
Yeah, this guy that we're talking about today is definitely white. And, yep, I mean, the area you're talking about, my brother died in the upstairs apartment at the social club on East Street that was closed down during COVID for a while.
Yeah, his name, well, he went by, his name said it would be, you know, I didn't know him well.
Yeah, my brother was known as Dirt. I can't imagine why.
But I knew him as a bar person, which I was a bar person back then. And he was always, he did, when he talked about you and not buttering you up or nothing, but everything was good. He didn't go overboard talking about you, but yeah, that's my brother. Yeah. And everything was good.
Yeah, we talked about Billy the other night at Mom's 87th birthday party, and he was there in spirit. You know, we miss him. A unique personality was my brother, and I miss his stories, however ribald they may have been. I'm glad you called, Tom. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it, you know, hey, when you lose a brother, it sucks. My sister, it really sucked because that was her twin, you know. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Interestingly, they've just changed his cause of death. It was COVID. It wasn't really. Let's go to Tom on a car phone on WBEN. Hello, Tom. Oh, Tom.
Yeah, sorry about that, Tom.
It's all good, brother.
So this Jedediah Adkins, I believe his name is?
Aiken.
Aiken, sorry. I live near the Lockport area, and my wife and my daughter both work in the Lockport area. And according to my daughter, this guy has actually been seen sitting on curbs and drive-thrus at local restaurants with a needle stuck in his arm. I don't think it's helping anybody, including him, for people to be handing him money.
How come everybody else gets a hot dose?
I don't know. I don't know what to say about it.
I mean, you know, seriously, the odds are against you. If you're doing heroin, there is so much fentanyl out there, you would only think that just playing the odds, that at some point the wheel is going to stop on death.
Well, I'm sure.
Not that I wish for that to happen, mind you.
Well, certainly, but, you know, thank God I've never stuck a needle in my arm, but from what I understand, the more dangerous it is, the more it is alluring to some of these people.
Well, that you can thank Narcan for that, but that's another story. And it's not just heroin; it's cocaine as well. I mean, it's not a good time to be, you know, killing COVID time with substances. Unfortunately, I'm glad you called, man. Thanks very much.
Alrighty.
No, this is serious. Look, it's a serious thing. I mean, having known some people and very young people who've died of bad stuff, it's a real, you know, it's a serious thing, man. It's a serious thing. And it happens to people whose dads are cops, whose moms are doctors. I mean, it's a serious thing. So actually, you know what we're trying to do here when it comes down to it? We're trying to save Jed's life. By doing this show, we're trying to make sure that he does not have the money to score anything that might be injurious to his health, possibly even to the point. We are doing this guy the best favor anybody could ever do another human being. If you're just joining us, here's the deal. Pesci's Pizza and Wings. Put a picture of a guy up. If you see this man in the plaza or up and down transit, do not give him money. He aggressively panhandles. He was arrested in Clarence earlier this year for an incident with an elderly woman. The other day, he confronted me at Delta Sonic. I told him where to go. He was disgruntled. I wouldn't give him money. Today, he got face-to-face with our landlord when told to leave the property. A complaint was taken out against him with the state police. He panhandles every day for drug money on transit from Maine to Maple. Last year, his tactics have been getting worse. The reason he targets the area is because people keep giving him money and he's smart enough to keep moving, so he's always gone by the time the police arrive. So if you've had encounters with this dude identified as Jedediah Aiken, I'd like to know. You know, that's what we have been, and this is really good public information for you guys. Let's go back to the calls, and here's Deb in Lockport. Debbie, you're on. Hello.
Hey, Tom. Hi.
Howdy.
Hi. Yeah, I've had three run-ins with him. Well, one run-in and two where I notified management, and that was at a Ted's Hot Dog stand in Lockport. He was bothering an elderly couple, trying to get them to purchase something for him at the Walmart across the street. They said, you know, why don't you go get it yourself? He said, they're not letting me anywhere close to their parking lot. So this couple, I watched them, went across the street. Luckily, they never made good on their promise. He waited an awfully long time, and management at Ted's finally, you know, told him to please leave. Another time he was at Tops on Niagara Falls Boulevard. I couldn't believe it because I know him as a Lockport person. And he was harassing going up to people in their vehicles. So I called the police just because I knew, you know, what was going on. And the Amherst police said they were well aware of him.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
Every local police department is well aware of this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Damn body cams.
Now, and when he approached me at a burger joint in the city of Lockport, I have to say the only reason why I knew who he was is we have a local Facebook page called Lockportians, and there used to be Jed sightings left and right. And so, you know, via Facebook, Lockportians, that's how he knew who he was and knew to not give him any money.
This guy gets around more than Booker.
He does. That's why I had no idea that he was out your way. No, you know, no idea at all. He really does get around.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the ladies in my life are very happy that I brought this to their attention because they pretty much all have concealed carried permits, and they go to these places that have been named today.
Well, you know, that same Facebook page in Lockportians, you're not allowed to bring him up anymore. He's been, the subject of Jed has been brought up so much. If you do, you're warned you're going to get booted.
Why? On what basis?
On the basis that they got new administrators on the page. They were trying to clean it up. It used to be kind of a Jerry Springer type page, and now they've gone from...
But it's a public service to let people know what this guy is all about, that he is aggressive, that he's been charged with assault, that he's a menace to the community.
Yeah.
Well, there's a million Facebook pages. You can start your own.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Well, I hope that you found this informative and instructive. Remember, get videos of this guy. Make sure you turn him over to police. Get as much evidence as you possibly can. Turn it over to the cops. Unfortunately, you can thank Governor Cuomo. I hate to make him the boogeyman of everything bad in New York State, but he's behind bail reform. So every time the cops bring this guy in and then disinfect their cars, he gets released on an appearance ticket and he's back out on the street. And watch Andersonville. It's a fun movie to watch. Well, it's not fun. It's very informative.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.